B-Pod Studios.
In an all-new episode of The Rap Party, here's the meanie Roy in the Rand.
Thank you, voice guy.
Yeah.
And we are here to give you the daily podcast, our Rap Party. It's where we look a little deeper into the things that we couldn't get to on the show and talk about things that we did on the show in a more foul way. Like yesterday, I think producer Nicole used the full word for BJ twice on our podcast.
Okay. It was once.
Okay. And listen.
Are we not allowed to say blowjob on the radio?
I think we should just warn everyone that we're going to say that so that maybe you don't have to have kids in
the
car.
Safe for work, you know.
Yeah. The Not Safe for Work Rap Party podcast.
So how do you want to go through this today?
So I think there's a couple things that we need to talk about today for sure.
Mike?
One of them is a phone call that Roy received that we didn't even talk about on the air.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole behind-the-scenes moment that happened at 6 a.m. this morning.
We went to commercial at 6:15, and during that commercial break, Roy was on the phone with a friend. What happened?
So around like midnight or 1 a.m., he was sleeping, and somebody started banging on his front door. And he doesn't live in like in a great part of the neighborhood. So he initially like ignored it because he thought like it was some crazy crackhead. And then so it kept going and going and going, and they started banging on all the windows. So he opens the door.
Does he live alone?
Yes.
Okay.
I like that he just wanted to sleep through the crazy crackhead banging on his door. Like, where does he live?
It ain't a good area.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that far-fetched that somebody would be banging on his door in the middle of the night.
He's used to that.
You know, typically, put it this way. Let me tell you how his neighborhood runs. The drug dealers protect his house because he doesn't snitch, okay?
So like, oh, my gosh.
It ain't okay. The greatest. Okay, so finally he started banging on the windows. He opens the door, and the person goes, "Your house is on fire." And meanwhile, he's in the living room. He was sleeping on the couch.
So, producer Nicole, you're in a different room. Loren and I are sitting in here doing commercial, and we hear Roy going, oh my God, did you get out safe? What happened? Right. Was there smoke everywhere? And we're like, obviously somebody's house caught on fire.
And there was no smoke in the room where he was. And so he walked around the side of the house, and sure enough, there's flames shooting out of the meter box and up the side of his house. So, and he already heard the sirens in the background, so somebody must have already called.
Yeah.
So is it inhabitable?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because of the smoke?
I think primarily because of there's no power.
Okay.
And they had to do water. There's probably a lot of water damage. And they did that thing where they bust the walls to see if it spread through the walls.
So, yeah, the fire department does that.
Yeah.
Lucky for us, because I had, one day I was sitting here and I got a phone call from my wife who's like, oh, my God, our cleaning lady just said that there's smoke in the house. She thinks something's on fire. She's already called the fire department. I made it home from, it's a 20-minute ride from here to Waxhaw. I made it home in like 10.
But did you call the fire department on your way home?
I did. I called them and I wanted to confirm. I called 911. I said, hey, did you have a call at this address? And they said, yes, the fire engines are on the way. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
This is legit.
Yeah.
I get there. The fire department here in Charlotte, Roy, they don't have to rip the walls apart. They have goggles.
The infrared goggles?
They have infrared goggles so they can look and see if there's heat anywhere.
Oh, that's cool.
Luckily for us, they didn't find any heat anywhere, and it turns out that our old cleaning lady, we let her go.
After this incident?
No, I mean, it was a growing number of things. Like,
really?
She hated cleaning, for one. Like, we would walk home, and I'd be like, there's cobwebs right on the door. Like, she didn't see that. Anyway, her house caught fire, so she was alert and aware of it and called. So.
And what was it?
Dust. It was legit dust up by the lights.
What?
And she thought it was smoke coming through the lights.
Really?
She thought it was an electrical fire. Better safe than sorry. It didn't cost us anything. You know, it's our tax payment.
Yeah, they come in, check, make sure everything's fine.
Yeah. So, well, I hope your buddy feels better. It was
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Just a weird phone
call
to hear.
Well, so he, you know, they, it's so funny because like, it all was mainly in like the basement and the side of the house, and his living room was fine. So he was kind of waiting for the fire department leave so he can go back into his living room and go back to sleep. but the fire department stayed until he left.
Oh, wow.
They wouldn't let him go back in.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Just in case it like reignited?
I don't know. I guess. He's like, it's we can't let you back in your house. And so it's like here it is 3 a.m. He doesn't know who to call because he doesn't want to wake people up. And
yeah.
So he goes to IHOP and he falls asleep in his car at an IHOP.
Aren't they 24 hours? Couldn't he have went in and laid on a bench?
I don't know if they would let you lay at IHOP.
Might be frowned upon.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that we talked about today that was kind of crazy was the foodie call. We've all heard of the booty call,
but
that's Nicole's number one. That's her thing.
Right.
Literally, booty. I've never had a booty call in my life.
Are you serious?
Swear. Never. Not
You've
one.
Always only had sex with people you dated?
Or talked to, yeah.
Wait, well, what's talking to mean?
That's probably a booty call. Kind of like a booty call.
Not necessarily. I consider talking for at least longer than 2 months.
I know, but you can't tell me that you weren't talking to this person. You were maybe out with other people, and at the end of the night, you called that person to see if they could come over and cuddle or you could come over.
I've never gone home and called somebody. Like, if I've gone out with the person I'm talking to and they come home with me, but I've never been home to where I text someone and say, come over. Never.
You've had one night stands, though.
Never.
I don't believe that.
I swear on my family. I mean,
that's the old joke that lesbians bring a U-Haul on their first date because they don't do, like, y'all are all in.
Oh, trust me. I know lesbians who do one night. I know everyone. But no, I don't know. I'm weird about it. I've never done it.
Now, I had two people in California, two people that I can remember right off the top of my head, straight up booty calls. And I was upset because I wanted it again. Oh, and it was like one person I worked with who texted me and said that she goes, hey, if I come over, you don't tell anyone. And this was at like 5:30 in the afternoon.
I'd be like, are you embarrassed of me?
And I was like, okay, well, it's because we work together. Like, not in the studio. She was in the office area.
Yeah.
And so she came over, and that was like, I pretty much just had my eyes like wide open. I'm like, what is going on right now? Like, I had no idea she was into me. I had no idea that this would. If you told me at 4:30 that day that this would have happened, I would have been like, no way. And she didn't even stay the night, y'all. She just came.
Did her business.
Did her thing. And we did our thing and left. Mm-hmm. And never again. And then another time was.
Never again.
Never again.
Never talked about. Mm-hmm.
Another time was.
It must
Does
have been
that ever
bad.
Make you think that she thinks you're bad?
Yeah.
Well, I was bad in bed?
Yeah.
No,
that's the first thing that would go through my mind if somebody.
I think she had just broken up with a guy. Uh-huh. I think I was her rebound. I think she just needed it and wanted it and just used me. Now, we were young. Like, she was in her 20s and so was I. But that was it. And then, you know me, Lauren. No, of course I don't think about that.
Because that's probably
the case.
Yeah.
And then the other one would be another girl who came with, like, a real interesting story. And she was an adult dancer, and she sent her daughter to private school. And the preacher that ran the school found out that she was an adult dancer and threw the daughter out. Like,
oh,
wouldn't
my
let
gosh.
The daughter finish school.
Why?
So we hired this woman to come work at the radio show as, like, a fourth person, and she finished out the semester, so she had money. You know, mm-hmm. She got money. And then I know what it was. She quit her job as a dancer so that the kid could stay in school. So she needed a job. So we gave her the job so that she could have the money.
That's nice that you're helping out the strippers.
She hit me up one day on text message, like one night. I was sleeping. It was like 10:45. She's like, hey, what are you doing?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Like, nothing. Why? What are you doing? She's like, come over. I was like, okay. And I went over, same thing.
Wow.
And I laughed, and we never talked about it.
Never talked about it again.
Those are booty calls, y'all. That would bother me if we never talked about it again.
I at least want to text me like, that was amazing, and be like, yeah, it was.
And both times, both women were so desperate, they reached out to me.
Wow.
Like, I wonder where I was. Like, how many guys said no or were unavailable before it got to me? You know?
Yeah, there was a call list.
Yeah. But that's a booty call. We were talking today about the foodie call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll get back on track with that. Yeah. We had, I've already forgotten their names.
Kelsey and Ryan, I think.
Kelsey and Ryan. Y'all, we do so many War of the Roses, it's hard for me to remember everyone. But yeah, so Ryan said that he only goes on dates if there's food involved with Kelsey. She wants the free dinner. And so we did War of the Roses, and come to find out...
what? That yeah, that he's her food...
Yeah, foodie call. She wasn't cheating. It's not how it ended. She wasn't cheating. It was just... She was in it for the food.
We said to her straight up, would you go out with Ryan if there wasn't a meal involved? And she goes...
It was hesitation.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It wasn't cheating. She didn't cheat.
No.
She just wasn't into him.
Yeah.
So anything else happened behind the scenes? We talked to our interns. That was pretty funny. Did they tell you that? Did they come see you?
No.
Oh, my gosh. What's the chances that you find two random interns and you place them together on a schedule and they're the same people? Pretty much, personality-wise.
Well, very laid back.
I mean, I feel like I try to do, like...
Personality meshes?
Mm-hmm. I mean, because for the first, like, 2 weeks, you probably didn't even notice, but, like, I'll put them with all different people. So, like, the people who came in, like, Monday would be three people who don't work together now. Because mm-hmm. Who would work the best together. And they just seemed, like, their first day together, they were talking... together. None of the other interns were talking to one another, so I was like, there you go. Yeah
Lindley and Shannon, they're really great interns,
but
they work
so
hard,
quiet.
But we get different types of interns here.
Yeah,
we get interns who want to be on the radio and want to be on the air.
Some people want to be behind the scenes,
and some people want to be behind the scenes, so
you know. And then
okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, and, guys, I lost my keys. And
yeah, that was actually our office manager. Yes. She handed you a key.
Hey, now you can work here again.
So yeah, now we don't have to send an intern down. Speaking of interns, we have to send the interns down every morning.
That's why they're not talking.
No.
But then, and it feels weird because these interns don't really talk much, and you can't tell if they hate the internship or love it. Meanwhile, I'm at the vending machine, and I run into not even one of our interns, another intern in the building. She's talking me up as if we know each other, and I'm doing that whole thing.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like, if she's one of our interns, I have no, because she's wearing a tag.
Mm-hmm. So this is recently?
This is today.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I don't know who this person is. I was like, and then I feel bad because I'm like, how is it possible that I don't, not only can't even recognize that she's one of our interns, but like she's talking to me as if she knows me, and like I don't even remember conversations.
How do you?
And she's talking about how she's going to be shadowing Nicole, and she's going to take a whole day to shadow. And then I find out that she's not even our intern; she's an intern for someone else. But she's going to shadow you. She's going to be a star because she's networking with the building.
She's a general intern for.
She's like with one of the production interns.
She's okay. JD's intern.
Okay.
JD at
the midday diva on V.
So she's going to be a major radio star because she's not scared.
Mm-hmm.
She's confident. Mm-hmm. She's walking up to other morning show hosts. And I'm like, that's what you need in an intern.
Well, and get this. She doesn't even want to be on air.
Really?
Really? Because she has
she wants to be a producer.
Mm-hmm. Neither does Lindley or Shannon. Well, Shannon said she didn't know. But
I know.
Well, she'll be a good producer, too, because she can work with talent well. She was talking to me very well. And when I'm walking away, I'm thinking, the only thing I kept thinking is like, that's what an intern needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go up, talk to other morning show hosts, make sure they know who you are, you know. But that's awesome. I'm excited for it. We need to steal that intern.
Sure. And by the way, if you want to be an intern, we're already looking for fall interns, I'm sure, right, Nicole?
Yes.
If you're listening to this podcast and you know someone, or you can get you have to be able to get college credit or some kind of credit through a radio school or whatever, reach out to nicole.weaver@bbgi.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Well, that covers it. And remember, if you date someone because you're going to get the free meal, it's called a
foodie call. Any last remarks?
Make sure you're listening tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. If you are interested in hearing another intern of ours, Josh, play Roy in spray tan sports trivia.
Meanie's going down.
For every question the boys get wrong, Loren and I get spray tanned.
Okay.
And it's basic stuff, Roy. I mean, we're going to talk about this on tomorrow's podcast because we'll have the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys will be spray tanned.
But, like, what does the NHL stand for?
The National Hockey League.
Right. And what's their championship called? Like, their trophy?
The Stanley Cup.
I'm dead.
You're done.
And by the way, Sterling is so excited I'm not getting spray tan. Because he's like, for once, you're not, like, getting, you know,
not
doing...
You.
Yeah, it's not you in the seat. I'm like, yeah, I know. Yep. This time it's in the Loranda Maine.
Yep. And we expect some local sports celebrities to call in and give us their questions.
Carolina
They're going to send questions in.
NBA Hornet players are going to be helping out the game.
Cool. All right. Well, that's tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Thank you for downloading the podcast, the Rap Party podcast. Tell all your friends, download it. The more downloads we get, the more likely we are to continue doing this.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.